Welcome to the Gospel Transformation Podcast with Stijn Versluis. We believe you will be transformed as you see Jesus through his word today. Are you ready? Let's listen to Stijn.
Hello, I'm so happy that you're listening to this podcast, this first Gospel Transformation Podcast. My name is Stijn and I'm so happy to be with you today and to share the Word of God with you. I strongly believe in the power of the Word of God. The Word of God is what changes our lives when we receive it into our hearts. The ministry I founded is called Gospel Transformation, and I have chosen that name on purpose because I believe that as we see Jesus in the Word, we are transformed. Transformed by the gospel, transformed by the good news about Jesus. So if you desire to be transformed by God himself, I believe you're listening to the right podcast. As we are going into the Word today, I believe you're going to see Jesus. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal Jesus Christ to you. And as you see Jesus, your life will be changed. I hope you're ready for that. So today, we're going to talk about the fact that Jesus is the ultimate revelation of who God is. Jesus is the perfect representation of who God is. And the Bible talks about how it is that way and how it benefits us. And as we share today, I will talk about how the scriptures reveal that Jesus is the ultimate revelation of God. And I will also share how this is going to impact your life and how the Lord is going to reveal Jesus to you so it also transforms your life. So I'm very excited about that. And let me pray before we get into the Word of God today. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the time that you give us today to listen to you. Holy Spirit, we invite you to speak to our hearts, to change our lives through the power of the gospel. We open our hearts to you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I want to start by reading a scripture from Hebrews chapter 1. And in the scripture we read, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. That's Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. That's such a deep scripture. There's so much in here, and I'm not able to unpack everything, but I want us to look at a few things that we read in this scripture. And I think we need to start at the beginning. That makes a lot of sense. It says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. Now, if you know the Bible, you have probably realized that up until Jesus came, God used a big number of people to reveal to the world who he is. Now, I talked about that Jesus is the revelation of God. I talked about that Jesus is the representation of God. Now, those are difficult words. Those are words with a lot of meaning, so I just want to explain that a little bit more. What do I mean by that? Well, to reveal means that something is hidden, something can't be seen, and you take that away which hides it so that it's visible, so that you can see it, so that you can understand it. So when God is revealed, it basically means that we can see him as he is. That's what revelation means. Represent means that it's in the word itself, re-present. So when you present something, you show something. When you represent something, it's not the thing you're actually seeing that's presented, but something else is presented. And so it's re-presented. So the prophets, they weren't God, so you didn't see God, but they represented God. So they spoke on God's behalf. You know, sometimes even in politics or the business world or wherever you are, you can talk about a representative. It's not you that goes there, but somebody else goes there for you to speak on your behalf. Now, that's exactly what the prophets did. A prophet is somebody who speaks on God's behalf. And so throughout the centuries, up until the point that Jesus came, God used people called prophets to represent him. And I think a very famous prophet is, of course, Moses. I think that's the main prophet in the Old Testament. Then we have others like Elijah. Maybe you've heard about Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, many, many, many prophets. And basically what a prophet does, as I said, he represents God. So it's not God speaking, but they give a picture of who God is. It's like a photo. You don't see the person in real time, but you see a representation of that person. So that's what the prophets did. And those pictures are accurate. It's not that those pictures are false. What the prophet said was accurate, but it's limited. You know, when I have a picture of somebody or I meet someone, that's quite a different thing. So they represented God correctly, but it was limited. Now, in these last days, it says, He, that's God, has spoken to us by His Son. Wow, that's a big difference. If you just send a representative who speaks on your behalf, or you become a man. The Bible actually talks about it in John chapter 1, that God became flesh. Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is the Son of God. So it's no longer just a representative, but God Himself comes in human form. This is no longer just a picture. This is the real person. And He has spoken to us by the Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the universe. Jesus didn't come in at some point and just look at who God is and then tell us. No, He was there all the time. John chapter 1 talks about it, that the Word was God in the beginning and was with God. Jesus is God. When this world was created, Jesus was there. So if there's anybody who can represent us, who God is, who can show us who God is, it's the only Son, it's Jesus Christ. And it says the Son is the radiance of God's glory. Wow, God's glory is radiant, but Jesus is even the radiance of God's glory. When you look at Jesus, you see the glory of God, you see the goodness of God. He shows who God is. And then it says, and the exact representation of His being. Wow. So if you want to know who God is, this scripture is really clear. You need to look at Jesus. Jesus represents God perfectly. Wow. Now, let me give you an example of that. So me, I travel a lot. I stay in different countries, among others, it's Africa, but also sometimes even Europe, I travel. And so one of the things that my mom has is a picture of me. And this picture was taken a few years ago, and it's in her living room. And I can just imagine that she misses me sometimes, you know, when I'm away for a while. And so what can she do? She can walk through the living room and look at the picture and think about me. She might even be filled with nice memories. She might think about the time when I'm coming back, all those things. I believe it does something positive to her. Now, let's say I am finally back home. I stand before the door. I put my suitcases, in the hallway, and I walk through the door. I walk into the living room, and my mom is there as well. When she wants to see me, when she wants to experience me, what does she do? Does she walk to the picture and look at the picture? No, of course not. You would say that she's very weird if she did that, actually. No, she doesn't do that. If I'm there in person, yes, the picture is there, but that's no longer important. What's important is that I am there in person. She can not just look at me, but she can touch me. She can hear my voice. Hopefully she can't smell me, but even if that was the case, she could. You know, she can fully experience me in a way that goes far bigger than just a picture of me. Now, that's the same thing about the prophets and Jesus. You know, the prophets, they represented God. You know, I'm not saying that the picture that my mom has of me is not accurate. It's accurate. It's not photoshopped. It's not tweaked, whatever. No, it's an exact picture of who I am. But it's limited. It's only one side. It's only my head and my shoulders, maybe. You know, the prophets, they showed us pictures of God. They showed us aspects of who God is, but none of them gave us the whole picture. But now God comes in a human body, in human flesh, and he shows us who God really is. Now people could touch God, could look God in the eye. Wonderful. So that's what Jesus came to do. It says in John chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "No one has ever seen God." You know, none of the prophets had seen God. There was one prophet, Moses, who had seen the back parts of God, but nobody had looked him in the face. But it says, the one and only Son, who is himself God. He's not just a representative. He's not even just, you know, like a part of who God is. No, he is God himself. And he is in closest relationship with the Father. He has made him know. Wonderful. Jesus is the perfect representation, the radiance of God's glory. Jesus shows us what God is really like. You know, and that helps us in so many ways, because sometimes we wonder, who is God? What is he like? And I just want to invite you, if you wonder how God feels about certain things, just look at Jesus. You know, I give as an example often like healing. If you want to know if God is a God who heals, look at the life of Jesus. Look at the Gospels. Look at what Jesus did. It says that he healed all who were in need of healing. Everybody who came to him for healing, he healed them. Everybody. None was sent away or was told, you know, "I don't want to heal you." No, Jesus healed everyone. So that shows us that God is a healing God. Same thing with, you know, receiving us. God, Jesus never said to any sinner, "Your sin is too bad, I can't receive you." No, he always said, "Come to me. Come to me. If anybody believes in me, he will be saved." So God wants to be close to us. So if you want to know the heart of God, if you want to know who God is, look at the life of Jesus. Now, sometimes as people, we have a tendency to not give Jesus this proper place. And that can be for different reasons. But God finds it very important that we give Jesus his proper place. So there is actually a famous story in the gospel that makes that point really clear. So I'm going to read it to you and discuss it with you. It's Luke chapter 9, verse 28 through 36. It says, "About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up unto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning." Now that reminds me of the scripture I just shared, Hebrews chapter 1. He is the radiance of God's glory. So it says, "And two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus." Now you could say, well, these were two people. They're talking with Jesus. Jesus is shining. That's beautiful. But I want you to notice something. These are not just two ordinary people. These are Moses and Elijah. Now if you here, you know, people, especially in the New Testament, refer to the Old Testament. They talk about Moses or the law and the prophets. Now, who's the representative of the law? It's Moses. Who's a representative of the prophets? It's Elijah. So, as we saw before, the prophets, they represented God. They gave us a picture of who God is, a limited picture. Now, Moses is one of those prophets. Elijah is one of those prophets. So these people, these two men, they represent the way that God revealed himself in the Old Testament. And so now, a third one comes in, not a prophet, but the Son himself. And God is going to affirm that. And so they talk with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy. But when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And then it says between brackets, he did not know what he was saying. Well, Peter is one of those times when he says something that later is corrected. But anyway, just pay attention to this. He says, as the men were leaving Jesus. So the scene is the disciples, they realize what's going on. They see Jesus talking with Moses, with Elijah. They see this conversation is going on. And then these two men start to leave. It's almost as if Hebrews chapter 1 is fulfilled, you know. The prophets, they revealed God, but now the Son has come. You know, if you had the pictures before, and the real person is there, you don't need to look at the pictures anymore. You look at the real person. But Peter says something. He says, "Master, it's good for us to be here." And, you know, it says between brackets that he didn't know what he was saying. So that implies that what he was saying was not necessarily correct or good. He says, "It's good for us to be here." He says, "Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." In other words, they shouldn't leave, they should all stay. And he's going to build three shelters. And you can't read that here, but I think that the idea that Peter had was three similar shelters. So basically, if you think this through, Peter is implying that Jesus is on the same level as Moses and Elijah. And some of you would say, well, that's amazing. You know, Moses was this big prophet. Elijah was this big prophet. If Jesus is on the same level as them, wow, that's wonderful. But is that true? Is that giving Jesus the position that he deserves? I wonder. Okay, let's read on. It says, "While he was speaking," this is Peter speaking, "a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, 'This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him.'" You know, God doesn't talk about Moses. God doesn't talk about Elijah. He makes a very clear point. These were the prophets. And, you know, I'm not saying, just a note here, I'm not saying that Moses and Elijah are unimportant. I'm not saying we should not read the Old Testament. Please, don't get me wrong. Those are still, you know, what Moses wrote, the prophets of the Old Testament. It's still the Word of God. God still wants to speak through them to us. You know, in no way are we going to leave them. But we have to make a very important distinction. These are prophets, but this is God himself. This is God the Son. So God is making a very important point. You know, Moses and Elijah, they appeared in glory and splendor, but it makes it very clear. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. God is making it clear, from now on, you should listen to Jesus. From now on, Jesus is the one that you should listen to. When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone, and the disciples kept this to themselves, and they did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. And this is very important. God wants us to put Jesus in the center of our attention. And he wants us to realize that Jesus is the perfect revelation of who he is. And there is a very famous quote by a gentleman called Watchman Nee. And he says, "It will help us greatly and save us from much confusion if we keep constantly before us this fact. God will answer all our questions in one way and one way only, namely by showing us more of his Son, by showing us more of Jesus. Hallelujah. So how does this work for us? You might say, well, Stein, you talked about how the prophets, they gave us pictures of who God is. They wrote those down. And now you say that Jesus is God in flesh and bones and that he is the perfect representation of God. But listen, I can't meet Jesus in person. He's no longer around. How does this even help me? It seems like there's no difference, really. Well, my friend, there is a difference. Because when Jesus went back to his Father in heaven, he said, I will send the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that everyone who believes in Jesus, they receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is sent. Talks about this in John 14 through 16. You can read it for yourself. But it talks about the Holy Spirit. And the main thing that the Holy Spirit does is he reveals Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. If you have received Christ, you have the Holy Spirit in you. And what the Holy Spirit will do is he will take the pictures from the Word of God and he will change it and bring it to life for you. So I want to encourage you, invite the Holy Spirit as you read God's Word and let him bring the pictures of the Word of God. Let them come to life through the Holy Spirit. And you will experience Jesus for yourself. You will see Jesus in his goodness. You will see Jesus in his splendor. And your life will never be the same. Wow. So God's perfect representation is Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus to you. Wow. So that's the message I wanted to share with you today. And I also want to say this. Maybe you're listening to this podcast and you say, well, that's wonderful, but I don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. My friend, Jesus came for you. He came to this earth. He took all your sins upon himself. He took the punishment that you deserved for the things you've done wrong. He finished that work on the cross. He died, he was buried, but on the third day he rose again from the dead. And Jesus is alive. He is now with the Father in heaven, and he has sent the Holy Spirit to us. And the Bible says, if we turn from our sins, we turn to Jesus. And if we put our trust in Jesus Christ, we are saved. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to know God, if you want to know who God really is, if you want to see God, if you want to experience God, you need Jesus. No one else. I say it again, no one else but Jesus, the Son of God, can show you who God really is. And today, God is speaking to you. It's not a coincidence that you're listening to this podcast. No, it's God speaking to you. And he's saying, if you have not received my Son, if you have not believed on Jesus, then this is the time for you to do that. So if that's you, if you are ready to give your whole life to Jesus, if you believe that God raised him from the dead, just pray these words after me. Say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Jesus, you died for my sins and was raised for my glory. Jesus, I trust you. Thank you for your blood that washes away my sins. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. I choose to follow you. Amen. My friend, if you've prayed this prayer for the first time, I want to say congratulations, you're now part of the family of God. I want to encourage you. Please find other people that believe in Jesus. Go to a church where they talk about Jesus all the time. Read God's Word and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. And your life will be changed forever, not just for now, but now you have an eternal relationship with God. You will never die, but you will all eternity be in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. It was an honor today to share the Word of God with you, and I'm looking forward to next time at the Gospel Transformation Podcast. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Gospel Transformation Podcast. We believe your life will never be the same again. Would you like to know more about our ministry or partner with us? Please visit our website at www.gospel-transformation.org. Gospel Transformation, sharing the good news and bringing others along.